Time now for the 12:15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calling for a 70% chance of rain, high near 45. We'll have a full forecast in current temperatures after sports. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting. Our lead story. The City of Grayville will hold a specially called City Council meeting on Monday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. There will be an executive session followed by a regular session in which they will discuss the dispatch agreement, access flow valves telemetry for the water tower maintenance project, and review an application to solicit donations for American Legion Poppy Days to be held on Saturday, December 7th.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease.
After this.
The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
And now the rest of the news. Frontier Community College has scheduled free GED test prep classes in Fairfield for the spring 2020 semester. Classes begin the week of January 6th and will meet for 8 weeks. A daytime GED test prep class will meet Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 a.m. until noon with instructor Andrea Bankston. An evening class will meet from 5 until 9 p.m. with instructor Erica Penrod. Both will be held in room 107 of West Hall. GED test prep reviews all of the subjects on the GED exams, including math, writing, reading, science, social studies, and constitution, as well as job preparation skills. The GED exam is now a computerized test and is offered on FCC's campus as well as the other IECC campuses. Adult education classes can also help students prepare to take other high school equivalency tests, such as the HISET or the TASC tests. Online classes are available to qualifying students. New and returning students may attend designated registration times in FCC's adult education office at 9 a.m. this Monday, December 2nd, or at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. The new students must register and attend orientation before classes begin in January. Students may attend orientation from 9 a.m. until noon or from 5 until 8 p.m. next Monday, December 9th, in room 107 of West Hall. Anyone seeking additional information should call FCC Adult Education Department at 842-3711. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons responsible for several crimes in the area recently. Russell Rogers reported two rings valued at over $3,700 were stolen from his residence, and Justin Frazier reports a missing firearm M&P 22 long rifle, plus 500 rounds of ammunition recently stolen, and those items are valued at over $350. A vehicle owned by Nancy Wells was entered, and two telephone chargers, $22, jumper cables, and a canvas tote with miscellaneous supplies was reported missing. Cheyenne Austin reported her purse was stolen from her vehicle as well, along with a debit card, driver's license, and a Social Security card. Amanda Musgrave also had a purse stolen from her vehicle and reports $500 cash, an iPhone, credit cards, Social Security card, and driver's license were all taken. Mark Wells' vehicle was also entered, and a private investigator badge was taken. A rent house owned by Todger Farm was also broken into on the southeast 8th Street, though nothing was reported missing. Dave Meadows reports a 7- to 8-month-old 500-pound Angus calf with a purple ear tag is missing from his property, and the calf is valued at roughly $1,100. Anyone with information on any of these incidents should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle announced the result of an occupant restraint enforcement patrol which was held in Wabash and Edwards counties during the month of November. This OREP provided extra patrol coverage for the ISP, so officers could focus on saving lives by making sure all vehicle occupants were buckled up. Overall, there were 13 safety belt citations and one child restraint citation, and troopers wrote a total of 19 citations and 3 written warnings. Most motorists know safety belts save lives, but some ignore their safety and that of their families by neglecting to use safety belts and child restraint devices. These patrols reinforce the occupant protection message by focusing on those who ignore the law. Lives can be saved if people simply buckle up. The project was funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation. And according to reports from the state, thousands of revoked FOID cards are unaccounted for. FOID cards are required in Illinois to possess a gun, but only 30% of those that have been revoked have actually been turned in. More than 42,000 FOID cards have been revoked overall. Once the ISP has revoked a card, the target of the revocation has 48 hours to surrender their card and indicate how they'll dispose of or transfer their guns. A Central Illinois man has been awarded the Purple Heart and other military honors for his role in combat during the Iraq War. Sergeant Matthew Bohm also received the Army Commendation Medal with Valor, the Combat Action Badge, and the Meritus Unit Citation. Bohm was honored for his role in combat during an ambush of a transportation convoy on April 9th of 2004. Three soldiers and five contractors were killed and 16 others wounded. U.S. Representative Darren LaHood presented the decoration on Friday and calls Bohm a hero in the community. LaHood's office worked with the Department of Defense to secure the honors. And the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday declined to hear an appeal challenging a controversial state law that allows someone to be convicted of murder if a death occurs during the commission of another forcible felony, even when caused by someone else. The ruling means the Illinois law stands, although at least two bills have been introduced into the state General Assembly to narrow how it's applied. While most states have similar laws, critics of the Illinois statute say it's one of the broadest in the nation because it is based on what is called a proximate cause theory. That is, that the death proximately resulted from another underlying criminal activity, even if the death was caused by someone else. The Supreme Court gave no reason for its decision. The case was simply listed as one of dozens of cases that the court declined to hear on Monday. Meanwhile, in the General Assembly, Senator Robert Peters, a Chicago Democrat who serves on the Criminal Law Committee, introduced Senate Bill 2292 on October 28th, the first day of the just-completed veto session. That would narrow the current law by requiring that the defendant or another participant in the underlying crime actually causes the death of another person. Incarceration rates are disturbingly high as it is. Peter said in a statement that these laws do nothing to improve safety in our community and are not an effective way to combat the unforgivable crowding of our jails and prisons. They are quite simply not a reflection of any sort of justice we should strive for as a society. Peters says he believes the law is too broad and allows prosecutors to stack on charges against defendants. Peters' bill is nearly identical to the House Bill 1615, introduced on January 31st by Representative Justin Slaughter, a Chicago Democrat who also serves on the House Judiciary Criminal Committee. So far, neither bill has been referred to a substantive committee. And that's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. There are no new obituaries to report at this time. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly on WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting.